A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the good words book by Rick Randall.
Attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour on this absolutely terrific Tuesday, March 3rd, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Chuck and Randy Bishop, here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I totally apologize. We have a disc hanging up in one of the automation computers. I'm going to be talking with Devin Lawrence today after the show and see if we can get that drive replaced. But it is freezing up our transmission. I totally, totally apologize. It is aggravating as heck. Drives me more crazy than it does you. So I appreciate you guys sticking with it and staying through it. But it's basically just freezing up words. And man, driving me nuts. So hopefully we can get it fixed soon. Just to finish up this story, the judge in February, Judge Hala Jarboo in the U.S. District Court, dismissed the lawsuit back on February 10th, holding that, again, the Help America Vote Act, known as HAVA, as well as the National Voter Registration Act and the Civil Rights Act of 1960, does not allow the United States to obtain the state's full, unredacted qualified voter registration list. Well, Pam Bondi, the United States Attorney General, in its brief, argued that the government is using Section 301 of the Civil Rights Act, quote, which gives sweeping power to obtain federal election records. And that one clause alone is enough for them to demand Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson to provide them with the records. It's more than sufficient, quote unquote, in their brief. Federal government is arguing that there are anomalies in Michigan records, including that the state reported only 357,708, or 4.2% of registered voters were removed, which is well below the national average of 9.1%. Also, they presented data that reflects more than 1.8 million duplicate voter registrations are currently here in the state of Michigan. I just talked about it. When Brad and Joan Brown sold their house and moved from Antrim County, and I'm sure they went down and put in a change of address for Joan's driver's license, they registered to vote in Kent County. And when Vicky took office January 2nd of 2025, she found that they, our neighbors, next door neighbors, were still on Antrim County qualified voter files. They were two of the 1.8 million duplicate voter registrations in our state. And it's still happening. That's the basis for the federal lawsuit. We'll continue following it. We'll let you know how it goes. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. I got a couple of text messages during the break asking where is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouses in Gaylord, or Smokehouse, I should say, over in Gaylord. He's feeling under the weather. He got hit with a really bad cold, and he has no voice. He said, Trucker, I sound horrible. I can't do the show today. So if you're interested and you'd like to see what's going on over at the Iron Pig Smokehouse, go to their website, ironpigsmoke.com. You can order carry out. You can order all kinds of things there online. And you can also check out information about renting out the pavilion. If you have an event, a family reunion, or any type of big event you'd like to hold there, I believe their pavilion can hold up to about 1,000, 1,500 people. Give them a checkout on their website, ironpigsmoke.com. And you can get all the information there and talk to them. Christine Gray, down in the Northville area, she texted me, Laser. I told her they're up in Sheboygan. That is okay. I want my chiropractor to talk to him. We could use some of the treatments down here. Palmer is a good school. My chiropractor didn't go to Palmer. Aha. Very good. Okay, very good. I'll give you their phone number, 231-627-4300, but I will text it to your phone. So greatly appreciate the explanation. Well, there is a state representative, Jennifer Wirtz. She's a Republican representing Quincy, Michigan. She is hoping to temporarily pull the plug on data centers here in the state of Michigan. Construction of data centers would be temporarily halted until next year, April 1st of 2027, to give local communities the ability to assess the ramifications under new bills rolled out yesterday in Lansing. The package of bills, House Bills 5594, 95, and 96, would ensure that residents have the time they need to adequately voice their concerns and discuss potential issues. Fellow State Representative Joseph Fox, Republican from Fremont, and a Democrat, Dylan Weglia of Garden City, sponsored the bills with her, prohibiting new data centers from receiving automatic state or local permits. The bills were referred to the Committee on Government Operations. Government ops? Really, Matt Hall? Folks, the Committee on Government Ops is where bills go to die. This is interesting. Well, Wirtz said many rural communities just feel like they're being invaded, adding that solar panels, wind farms, battery storage facilities, and data centers are often proposed with very little local input or oversight. I grew up on a farm. I own a farm. I'm a conservationist, and I understand the importance of proper land management. We can't continue to allow farm ground and natural resources to be mindlessly destroyed, end quote, said Wirtz. She went on to cite many fears data centers present for her, including the land needed to clear for the development, the demand of energy they will add to the grid, and their water usage. She also referred to the Michigan judge that ruled that the residents of Saline Township could not intervene in the construction of a data center in their own town. This data center is going to use 1,400 megawatts of electricity. See, I got a solution for this one. Donald Trump even mentioned it. Have them build and create electricity generation on their own site. Have them generate their own 1,400 megawatts of electricity. And as a matter of fact, whatever generation method, the technique they use, have it tapped into the grid where they can feed additional power into the grid. Allow them to take their excess of electricity that they're not using by the data center and have it given to the grid to lower the costs for local township residents. Perhaps even local county residents. Well, the state rep continued. 1,400 megawatts of electricity is equal to the same amount of power needed to power 1 million homes or the entire city of Detroit. Whoa. She went on to say that as technology continues to advance, data centers will be needed. And some townships will decide that it's right for their people. But we need to give them more time to examine the challenges before plunging headfirst into these hyperscale large projects. Absolutely agree with that statement. 1 year moratorium, too long. You don't need that much time. What you should have done in the bills is mandated that if any of these projects, like for example, electrical storage, a battery storage facility, whatever the heck you want to call it, a data center, have them produce their own on-site electricity. Pure and simple. There are others in Michigan already doing it. It can be done. And if it's costly to the project, they just figure it into the cost of building the project. If the project produces enough profits, it'll offset the additional cost of building their own on-site electrical generation. It's that simple. This is a no-brainer, people. So I'm going to reach out to State Representative Wirtz and have a conversation with her and see perhaps if they can amend their bills to mandate battery storage facilities, electrical storage facilities, data centers, whatever, generate their own electricity. And anything they don't use, they donate, they give to the grid. They don't sell it, they give it. That would then provide us with more electricity in our electric grid for our consumption, and therefore, theoretically, based on the law of supply and demand, it should cause our electricity to go down. So, going to put that on my things to do list after the show today. Call State Representative Wirtz. Don't know her, but she's the author, the main sponsor of these bills, so I'm going to reach out to her. If any of you guys live in Jennifer Wirtz's district, she said Republican from Quincy, send me a text message because it would be good if we did a three-way call. You as one of her constituents and me. calling her office and asking to have a conversation directly with her. So, do you know anybody that lives in Quincy or in State Representative Jennifer Wirtz's district? Send me a text message. I greatly appreciate it. They just seem to respond better if one of their constituents is calling. Quick short story. Democrat State Representative Karen Whitsitt announced yesterday in a press release that she will not seek re-election and will not run for public office ever again, describing the decision as being a spiritual one rooted in her Christian faith. The choice, she said, was not political, but was based on her commitment to Jesus Christ and the authority of the scriptures, adding that she can no longer reconcile her faith with the current Democratic Party platform. I have compromised my relationship with Jesus Christ for too long, and I'm grateful for God that he did not give up on me. He gave me time to repent my sins, turn from my ways, and be fully devoted to him for the rest of my life. Whitsitt pointed specifically to abortion, LGBTQ plus issues, gender identity, as matters she described as being incompatible with her religious beliefs. On abortion, we can say that there's no such thing as black-on-black crime. But in my view, abortion is exactly that. We wonder why there are no good men. Too many have been aborted. We have completely emasculated many of our men who are still here. Why the party chooses to do it, I do not understand. She also referenced comments from State Representative Bradley Slagg, Republican of Zeeland, who played a role in solidifying her decision. She quoted Slagg as saying, "You're to vote for your district, but you're not here to sell your soul." She said that remark completely convicted her. Whitmer said she plans to remain civically active and engaged by supporting leaders across party lines who align with what she described as her biblical principles. Whitsitt has not appeared in session since August 26 of last year, when the Speaker took up the House Republicans' fiscal year budget for 2026. She was the only Democrat to vote with the Republicans in passing the bill. In all, she missed 86.4% of the roll call votes taken in the House. And in those votes she did cast, she voted with the Republicans in nearly all of those cases. Her decision not to run for the fifth term comes after strong indications that she had become disillusioned with the job and wanted to do more hands-on work to actually support her constituents. Three Democrats have already filed to run for her seat. Michigan Democratic Party Chairman Curtis Sertel Jr. tweeted, "Good riddance."